The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There are a lot of important voices as we're struggling through racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism, and frankly, I don't know a better voice than Dov Hikind. He was a New York State Assemblyman representing Brooklyn's Assembly District 48 for many, many years. He's the founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism. And, you know, something outrageous happened recently. And, Dov, I can always count on you when there's an act of outrageousness from our goofy politicians and media and the machine in the world, particularly in New York, I can count on you to come through with some clarity. So welcome back. How have you been?
Good. Thank God. It's good. Always good to be with you.
Thank you. Tell me a little bit about the case of the guy who is charged with vandalizing synagogues, I believe a Jewish community center. Finally, a judge had some common sense and some, you know, a little bit of sanity, looked at this case and took this 29-year-old's case and said, you know what? We're not going to have bail reform on somebody like him. He's vandalizing and terrorizing people with his actions. We're going to put him in jail. And then the system moved on from that judge to the next judge, and the guy was immediately sprung loose.
Absolute insanity. It's unbelievable. You know, a community is literally terrorized. I spoke to people who attend some of those synagogues. For them, it was very real to have rocks come through windows of your synagogues. Four synagogues, some of them were attacked multiple times over a period of a number of days. What was it, 42 counts? I mean, 42, 44. And at the end of the day, the person is arrested. And, you know, last week I had a press conference with Lee Zeldin and Curtis Sliwa outside of the synagogue before the guy was arrested. And I said at that event, I said, the guy's going to be arrested. And I said, the guy's going to be out before the police officer finishes the paperwork at the precinct. And that's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what happened. How do you fight anti-Semitism? How do you take it seriously when someone commits this kind of dastardly act and he literally walks out? What kind of, by the way, if four black churches had been attacked in the same fashion, with this person, you know, being in the streets right at this moment?
Yeah, but this guy had walked out. But Dov, to your point, I'm reading about rioters and violent criminals burning down buildings and vandalizing buildings and terrorizing communities like Portland and Seattle. They're not going to face any prosecution either. They're Black Lives Matter activists. They're Black Lives Matter. They're protesters, Dov. They're not looters or committing act. They're protesters, don't you know?
Things are out of control.
Absolutely.
And all of this is extremely dangerous. Serious repercussions if we permit this to continue. And Mike, I believe that the people indulging in all of this, you know, the Black Lives Matter, others, it's really a minority, but a very vocal minority. And I think the, you know, they used to call it the silent majority. I think the rest of us need to stand up and speak out and not permit this to continue to happen. Look what's happening to New York. Crime is out of control. We're going back to the numbers. You know, we're moving towards those numbers. You remember David Dinkins, when people, you know, were fleeing the city of New York, the state of New York? Well, that's happening again right now. People's lives are being destroyed. It's a disaster. And unfortunately, you know, with these incidents in the Bronx that just happened, after this person was permitted back into the streets, how many politicians spoke out? How many Democratic politicians stood up and said, this is wrong. This is not acceptable. We need to do something about this. And Mike, yesterday the governor of the state of New York, formerly King Cuomo, you know, he was the king, you know, not anymore. He was asked about this, how he felt about this person being permitted out. Can you believe that Cuomo said, I'm not that familiar with this case. I got to check into it. Can you believe that?
Wow. Well, and but you have reminded me over the years about how anti-Semitism gets a little bit of a different look from a lot of politicians, certainly from the media, the mainstream media. You know, we after George Floyd's death, we have had a robust, contentious conversation about race in America, and yet I've seen all these video clips of members of the Jewish community assaulted on the streets of New York, just randomly attacked. Asian Americans are experiencing this kind of violence as well. And it's just so remarkable to me. Did we learn nothing from the Holocaust, from the treatment of the Jews, in our lack of humanity, the hatred, the bigotry? And it's like, you know, for some reason, Dove Hykind, anti-Semitism seems to get a pass.
Look, it's something that I've said again and again. Anti-Semitism is not treated the same way that hatred towards the Black community and other communities is treated.
Why is that? Why? Well, why?
You know, Mike, I wish I had a simple answer. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Well, it's probably because we're so powerful. You know, it's probably because, you know, we control everything.
Everything. You run the banks, though, the entertainment. Yeah, you're in charge of everything. Yeah.
We don't need any help. You know, we're okay.
Which ironically is anti-Semitism on top of anti-Semitism. I mean, it's like layers of bigotry and hatred and stereotyping. Dove, you know, I get this sense, as outrageous as this case is, that there is a big awakening that's occurring, that there is a pushback to this kind of injustice. Do you feel that as well in New York, or is this a lost cause?
I'm not sure. Look, we've had Bill de Blasio as mayor. He's been pretty much of a disaster. Who's coming next? Are we going to have someone even more, you know, more to the left than de Blasio, if that's possible? You know, what's the future of New York? You know, what's going to happen to the city?
Tell what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Mayor Curtis Sliwa is what I'd like to see for New York.
Well, you know, that would be wonderful, but you know, is that going to happen? Is there any chance it's going to happen? So we're in a very difficult situation. And I got to tell you, Mike, that one of the questions that young families ask me on a regular basis, this has never happened, you know, years back. You know, how much time do you think we have left? This is what Jewish families, you know, middle class families with nice homes, with, you know, how much time do we have left? And that breaks my heart because, you know, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I don't know any other country where everyone wants to come into the country, right? I mean, this is the only country everybody wants to come to.
Right.
And all the people, the progressive, the leftists, all they do is undermine our country all
the
time.
Exactly. I mean, we have this contempt for law enforcement. We see this contempt from the left on law and order, on the rule of law, this insane no bail crap. I mean, I'm sorry. This makes me so angry when I see people. Will you take a minute or two to talk about the progressives' agenda with bail reform? Share what that means with everybody.
Well, basically means that you almost have to kill someone in order to be held, you know, overnight in prison. Just take this example. 44 charges, for God's sake. 44 charges.
I know. 42, but let's not get picky.
Listen to this. I'm sorry. Okay.
As I understand it, this guy, 29-year-old Jordan Burnett, was hit with 42 charges, including burglary as a hate crime and criminal trespass as a hate crime. He allegedly smashed windows, doused religious books in hand sanitizer to desecrate Jewish religious books. His mother, incidentally, told the Daily News this week she's surprised at the allegations, but she says sometimes people, they go through struggles.
Mike, isn't that beautiful? I mean, just think of what this mother says, struggles. So when you're struggling, beat up a Jew. When you're struggling, you know, attack a synagogue. When you're struggling, you know, paint a swastika, you know, and, you know, you're struggling. You're having a difficult time. Again, those remarks alone, you know, tell you a lot about, you know, what we're faced with.
Right.
You know, anti-Semites out there, you can get away with almost anything. You can do terrible things and you will not spend the night in a cell. Can you imagine that?
No,
I mean, that's
no.
what's happened. And it's going to get much worse. And I don't see any chance, Mike. I know the legislature. I spent 36 years as a member of the New York State Assembly. It has become so progressive. I mean, at one time, only a few years ago, the Republicans controlled the state Senate. And I always used to say, thank God. But now it's all the progressives and the leftists and the governor who, you know, is a disaster on every single level. He signed the original bill, no bail. You know, you gotta stab someone to spend time in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything else, you walk out.
Well, what we desperately need is the effort of truth tellers like you. I'm so grateful for your voice. I'm grateful for your organization, Americans Against Anti-Semitism. I'm grateful for people with a sort of a passion and a fervor to tell the truth, because I really believe it's our duty, it's our role, it's got to be our mission to open people's eyes, to have to lead to the necessary backlash, to the pushback against the insanity that we are witnessing. So thank you, Dove, for everything you do. It's always great to catch up with you.
We
need your voice more than ever. Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Everyone needs to be involved on some level. You know, some can do more, some less. But go to AmericansAA.org. Mm-hmm. Support what we're doing. But, you know, you must be involved. You must speak out. You must stand up. You must push your elected officials. Don't take any crap from them.
Right.
You know, push them against the wall. If you're from wherever you live, we cannot let this country be destroyed by an absolute minority that hates this country.
Well, we won't be. And thanks to people like you and to your voice, we're going to keep fighting the good fight. You do the same, Dove. Thanks again for visiting with us. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great to be with you.